we need to let taxpayers know where their tax dollars are going. And again, this was set up in the 60s and 70s, and I don't think anybody's really ever really thought about Central Kansas Library System. And so this was also part of making taxpayers aware that your library dollars are going to this system. Now they are, again, a third of it's coming back. But we felt like it's appropriate for those taxpayers to make a decision again.
Jonathan Slager with Eagle Radio and Hayes Post. And as the Ellis County Commission considers sending a question before rural Ellis County voters about the possible creation of an Ellis County library, Ellis County Commissioner Michael Purchase joins me to answer some questions that residents have presented to the commission and also discuss some of the complexities surrounding the issue on this edition of the Hayes Post podcast.
It is a complicated issue that we really won't know all the answers that people want, because it, depending on the resolution vote, it could take up to 2 years to finalize a county library. So that's probably the short answer to what we'll get into a little bit longer is we don't have all the answers because it is a complicated issue. And for a lot of people that are saying, well, you should answer all these questions before, but there's questions we can't answer without knowing what the voters want. And then after that, again, it's going to take 2 years to put everything into place, potentially. If the voters want to continue the current use of the Central Library System, Central Kansas Library System, then that's their choice, and we continue down that path. But if the voters were to move to an Ellis County library, then there's a two-year process still that also still includes the state, right, and whether they would allow us to opt out anyway. So that's kind of, that's the first part of the complications of it.
So we start with the first question, where did the idea of this come from?
Okay. And for people, again, that are kind of reading about this in the last few weeks and think, wow, this is coming up quick. And where did, this is actually something I had been informed about 4 years ago, even from the city commission. I think anybody that's has worked with the cities and the counties is really informed about libraries. This has been an issue for a while. The Central Kansas Library System has actually been in place since the 60s, so that's not the issue. And Central Kansas Library System process isn't necessarily an issue as far as how they provide library services to 17 counties in central and western Kansas. It was set up for the rural residents. So if you're a resident of the city of Hayes or a resident of the city of Ellis, you have city libraries. So your property taxes within the city limits go to those libraries. And what the state decided in the 60s was, well, we require library services for all citizens. And so those citizens outside the city municipalities, we're going to collect their taxes and we're going to set up this library system. So again, for all rural, and Victoria is included in that. So Victoria does not have a city library. So Victoria residents and again, all the rural residents of the Ellis County, their collection, their taxes, it's 1.5 mils or $150 for $100,000 worth of property. That gets collected and goes to the Central Kansas Library System, which is housed in Great Bend. And then from there, so your $150 for your property, they split it out amongst the libraries within the 17 county system. They cover 17 counties. And that worked fine and well in the 60s and 70s when all these counties out here were populated relatively closely. The valuations were similar. And so, because all 17 counties have the 1.5 mil, so from that equation, all rural residents in 17 counties are essentially paying the same. But as we know, in the last, well, going back for the last 10 years, but certainly in the last 2 to 3 years, Ellis County has grown compared to all the other 17 counties, other than Saline County is also in the Central Library System. In Ellis County, have grown in population, so we're growing in population. The other 15 counties are losing some population, and Ellis County valuations have increased some would say, you know, double-digit numbers in the last 2 to 3 years, whereas most of the other counties are actually losing some valuation. So Ellis County, Ellsworth, and Saline, again, are the three counties within the system that valuations have also increased. So population's going up, valuation's going up. And so what has come to head, and again, being made aware of this over the last few years, is Ellis County residents are continuously paying more into the Central Kansas Library System because our valuations are going up and we have more people. And the amount that we receive back, right now it's less than a third. So if you pay $150 in, Central Kansas Library System sends about $50 back to Ellis County Libraries. Again, in the 60s and 70s, that would have been much closer to probably two-thirds or so. Mm-hmm. But again, as those populations lose valuation, they're putting less in. I don't want to pick on any, I won't name counties, but Brandon gave some examples of, you know, again, Ellis County's putting in $300,000. There's a county just south of us that's puts in about $80,000. Mm-hmm. They receive back close to what they put in. And again, Ellis County gets about a third back, about $100,000 comes back. That's split between Hayes Library right now receives about $87,000 of that. Ellis City Library receives about $13,000 of it, and then each school gets $500.
Right.
And what has happened is, and yes, Hayes is somewhat spearheading this, Hayes Library and Brandon and their director, because they were receiving, again, several years ago, well, you know, close to $100,000 out of that system. That actually got cut down to like $57,000 here. And they've had to fight and actually get lawyers involved to tell CKLS and get the state involved, your formula isn't fair or accurate or representative of the library system and the library services that Ellis County provides for the amount of money that Ellis County is putting into it. And so they got back up to $87,000. But that's where it started to really spearhead over the last few years, is that formula with CKLS and the amount of money Ellis County residents are putting in, not really returning back to. And the truth is, you know, if you live in Victoria, the library you use is probably Hayes or, you know, Ellis's library. You're not using Plainville's library or Rush Center's. But it goes back to, and again, the way, you know, government services work, it's not to disparage CKLS too much in that, do those libraries in rural areas need some support, of course. Again, there's less people there and less valuation, so what they put in, they probably receive more back. And Hayes, Ellis County residents and Saline County residents probably overcompensating, so those libraries don't, you know, if they didn't receive the funding, you know, very likely would not be able to make their budgets and maybe possibly close. So there is a part of that, and I think Brandon will certainly admit that CKLS does provide good services, especially for rural libraries. It's just coming down to that point of, man, we're providing a substantial service here, and we're getting less and less return out of what taxpayers are doing. And from a county commission standpoint, I think city commission standpoints, we're always cognizant of what our taxpayers are telling us about their property taxes, where it's going, how it's being spent. And so that's a big part of it for us as county commissioners, is mill levies have been, and property taxes, especially in the last couple of years, again, with valuations increasing so much, has been top of mind for a lot of taxpayers. And the question that kind of came to us is, again, don't want to speak for our other commissioners, but I know Neil feels this way, had no idea that if you look at your property tax statement, if you own a pasture out in the county, and you pull up your levy sheet, it says library on there. Mm-hmm. 1.5, and again, $150 of your taxes is going to a library. I believe your assumption would be it's going to either Hayes or Ellis.
Right.
You know, wherever if you live over by Ellis, you probably assumed it was going there, and that assumption was wrong. And that's also part of what we felt. We need to let taxpayers know where their tax dollars are going. And again, this was set up in the 60s and 70s, and I don't think anybody's really ever really thought about Central Kansas Library System. And so this was also part of making taxpayers aware that your library dollars are going to this system. Now they are, again, a third of it's coming back. But we felt like it's appropriate for those taxpayers to make a decision again. It's been 60 years. Maybe they should go vote again, whether they would, again, if this system works and they don't mind helping compensate some of the other libraries within the 16 counties, fine. Vote no and really nothing changes. If you believe that the potential of setting up an Ellis County library where those tax dollars stay right here, and we would it would be setting up a board of five local residents within the taxing district. So again, rural residents or a resident of Victoria, somebody that's in the, it would not be a resident of the city of Hayes, because again, they're not in the taxing district of the Central Kansas.
Right.
Currently, it would not be a resident of the city of Ellis, because they're not in that Central Kansas library system. So those five board members, again, local to Ellis County, would then, the taxes would still be collected. So this isn't about getting out of your taxes to not pay the library. You're still going to pay the $150, but instead of it going to Great Bend to say Central Kansas and they decide how it gets divvied up, it would stay with the Ellis County Library. That, again, doesn't exist at this point, but it would stay with them. That five-member board would then decide, how do we split up this $150? I believe, ideally, that, you know, each of the libraries would get substantially more than what they're currently getting. Right. I mean, I believe Ellis City Library would get more. Because what would happen, so the Ellis County Library, which, again, doesn't exist, that's what the vote is about. Do we create this? It's not about creating a physical library. Right. That's probably the other confusing part.
Yep.
So essentially the board itself, the five-member board, would be the library. But they don't have any resources. They don't have any books. They don't have the digital media. They don't have what are the requirements of having a library. So you do have to provide library services. So that, again, that library board would say, how do we provide library services? Well, again, we have an Hayes Library, we have an Ellis City Library. So they would work with those libraries to decide, we're going to fund you to provide library services for Ellis County residents and the rural residents. I think very much that they would work with the school districts,
yeah,
and fund them. Again, they're getting $500 right now to CKLS. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't get substantially more to provide library services for Ellis County residents. As I pointed out, though, yesterday, that's kind of their decision. They could say, well, our local libraries aren't really providing the services we think they need, so we're gonna contract with Russell's Library, and they are going to provide the services. So that's kind of the hard answer for some people. That are like, well, what would the contract look like? What would, you know, how much money would they give to Hayes or Ellis or the school districts? Can't answer that today, because without knowing if we have an Ellis County Library, but that's where it would take 2 years. Assuming that the voters say, yes, we'd like that, then again, we'd appoint five members to that board, and then they would have 2 years to decide what kind of formulas are they going to use, what services need to be provided, which libraries currently do we have. You know, again, longer term, if they thought we're going to keep this this mill levy and we are going to put a library in Victoria, we're going to purchase a building. So those are the hard questions that can't really be answered. I know people want those answers before you make a vote, but it's a 2-year process after the vote.
Central Kansas Library, you talked about it. There was a couple of things I wanted to hit on, but it's basically, they broke it up into regions. So it's from the Larned, there's the library in Larned from Pawnee County, north to the state line through us, all the way to the state line. Mm-hmm. And then I think it goes, I can't remember if it's, but it's to the state line, then it goes east. And like you said, it carves out that 17 county area, basically north of Saline County, Ellsworth mm-hmm. County, Barton County, a part of that as well. And so, and that's one thing that you mentioned that I think is important, is it's not a physical library, that right. This resolution that the commission approved this week to go before taxpayers in rural Ellis County, mm-hmm. that includes Victoria, who do not pay their taxes to either the Hayes Public Library or the Ellis Public Library. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first vote. That's what has to take place first. And I think that's the one of the most important things is no, there's no vote to get rid of the Ellis Public Library.
Absolutely not.
No one's in favor of that. But what this is to create a board, and then that board becomes the library, and then they can contract with Hayes Public Library, Ellis Public Library, for instance. And so I think that's probably one of the first things that, and the most important part of this vote first, is that this creates the opportunity to then go forward with it.
And then, you know, that, it creates that opportunity, again, for taxpayers to, again, if they... the dividing line is if the current system works and your libraries you feel are funded fine the way that it is, vote no and it remains. If you feel like the opportunity is, I believe those tax dollars staying more local and allowing local five board members to make decisions for my tax dollars, and I believe you would have a little bit more influence as a citizens, as citizens have influence on your county and city commissioners on different topics. The CKLS has a board of 98 members. Yeah. So to influence any kind of decision, there just is none. Brandon, and that's kind of the other, I would say, unfairness to that board is Brandon pointed out yesterday, Ellis County does have six members of that 98 board, six out of 98. Again, the county that I won't actually mention but pays less into the system and gets more out of it, they actually have seven members. And again, they're paying a third of what our taxpayers are, but they have more members because they have... I think another school. Each school district has a member. Each town has a member. The county does appoint a member, so that's our six. I think the other county just has another school district, so they add another member. Yeah. Not that it is any more influential or not, but that's kind of the, again, we have a very hard time speaking for our tax dollars with CKLS.
Yeah. Real quickly, too, I know that one of the things that you wanted to make sure and talk about was the timeline.
Yes.
Why was the vote taken when it was, and because the resolution that you all took this week, that puts it in front of rural voters in Ellis County for the primary election in August.
And we did have a gentleman come yesterday and spoke, and one of his questions, and I don't know if he was, you know, wanting to find out a little bit more whether he's in favor or not, but one of his questions is, man, this feels rushed. Why can't you wait till maybe next month? The city of Ellis and City Library are, I have met with them or been at their meetings. They're contemplating it being a part of the vote or not, and they plan to meet again. And so that was kind of questionable. Well, what's the rush? And I know for people that have just kind of read about it in the last couple of weeks, it does feel rushed. Again, we've been kind of working on this for about 4 years. One, the general election, and I think speaking for Brandon, I think personally he would actually kind of like it pushed off a little bit. So I know for him it feels rushed a little bit too. But the general election, from commissioner standpoint, we are in a budget cycle all the time.
Right.
And so if it's on the general election, we will have already been through our budget in September and probably passed it by October. So if you have a question on the ballot that's potentially going to affect taxpayers, how do we go through our budget cycle? Do we go ahead and budget for it? Well, if the voters vote no, then what do we do with this line item that we've budgeted for? If we follow our procedures, say, well, we can't budget for something that we don't know is going to happen, and then they vote yes, then again, then we have to budget for it, but that wouldn't take effect until 2026. And again, this is a two-year process, so if you wait for the general election, now you're looking at 2028 before it actually takes place, and the voters are voting for something that... So this allows it, at least, if the voters vote for it, it allows us to budget properly, and then... again, 2 years. So it'd be 2027 before the Ellis County Library would actually take effect. The other part of it was the question has to be on the ballot 70 days. The clerk needs it 70 days before the whatever ballot's on. So the primary's coming up. 70 days is about next month. If we waited to next month to make a vote and allowed Ellis to kind of figure out how they want to participate or not, we'd be almost in the same position. If they can't make a decision, now we're in the same position a month later, like, okay. And this is maybe over the top, but it's kind of a quantum physics of government is we don't know. by taking a vote yesterday, we know what the we've measured and what's going to happen. If we wait a month, and I didn't know how my other fellow commissioners were going to vote. So if we're waiting another month and we end up voting no, then it's kind of, you know, kind of misproportioned. So by voting now, it still allows Ellis City Library and their city council to be on the ballot, but but now they know that it's going to be on our ballot. They could make those decisions. If we wait a month from now, they wouldn't have known whether it's going to be on the ballot because we hadn't voted yet. And it's easy to say, well, you voted yes, but that's because we know that today. We didn't know that yesterday. And so that was kind of why the timelines of when it can be on the ballot and how far in advance it needs to be known, we're just up on those timelines. And from a commission standpoint, budgeting is important. And again, when Brandon said, well, I think we can present this, I was like, then we need to. We need to either make the action or not, or wait till, you know, next year. Right. So those are kind of the timelines that kind of compress things down into the last 2 weeks.
When you got here this morning, I said I was excited it was you. Not that I don't love the other two commissioners and love having them on, but I knew that this was something that you would help me explain. And like you said, it's an extremely complicated process, and we're going to be talking about this more. I know for sure the commission will as well. And I think it was Brandon Hines, director of the public library here in Hays. He said there is kind of an education process because of the so many different steps. And so I would imagine that constituents have questions, they can reach out and talk to the commissioners. Yep. And
I'm going to try to do my absolute best to inform constituents. I'm not here to sway how you want to vote yes or no for this resolution, but we can certainly answer the questions on, you know, again, how are your tax dollars actually being spent, where and how what the outcome would be with your tax dollars if you voted yes. If you vote no, fine. Things kind of stay the way they are.